with this tonight. Psalm 69. This is David praying. Man after God's own heart praying. What's he going to say? First verse. Save me, O God. Save me, O God. Amen. One of our friends had prayed through, got saved. And we drove up to his place of business. Wife mentioned something about it. I said, save him, Lord. She looked at me and said, he's already saved. But he's needed saving a bunch of times since then. Amen. Yeah, you may not understand it, but I guarantee if you just shell down the corn tonight and be honest, you felt like this yourself. You might have been saved 15, 20, 25 years, and tonight you may feel like David feels here, said, save me, O Lord. I want to preach on saints in deep waters tonight. And that's the way it starts out. Amen. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me. Did you ever get into deep water and you thought you'd drown for sure? And then when it got to where you'd struggle till you could finally touch the bottom was just mire. Amen. I'd take you to a place in Sandusky, Ohio, into a lake that's just like that. Amen. Me and Brother K.A. Smith went down there duck hunting, and Brother K.A. Smith, preacher fashion, found a place where he could launch his boat free of charge because it was a state road that went in there, and he found it. And so we went in there, amen, at 5 o'clock in the morning, still dark, to launch two boats free of charge, one of them loaded with decoys and camouflage, amen, and the other is going to be loaded with us, amen. And we waded in there with our waders on into mire, right up to there. Amen. I'm telling you, the mire was so deep in Sandusky Lake that you'd mire up in it and then it would pull your boot off. And then you had to walk with your boot, your foot, halfway up in the leg of your boot and try to get it back on and stand up at the same time. Did you ever try to do anything with your toes curled up, amen, in the small part of the leg of your boots? I have in Sandusky Lake. Amen. The free place that we had to launch, you had to wade through mire knee deep to get to the water. It's all right after we got to the water. Amen. We could get in a boat, but David didn't have any boat. He said, I sink in deep mire where there's no standing. I'm coming deep waters where the floods overflow me. I'm weary of my crying. My throat is dried. Mine eyes fail while I wait for my God. Amen. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of mine head. They that would destroy me, being mine enemies wrongfully, are mighty. Then I restored that which I took not away. Amen. I mean, you can get in such a state, such a shape, such a position in spiritual depression that you'll even admit wrong when you didn't do any wrong. restore that which you didn't take away. If it'll help anything. If it'll help things any. Amen. I restored that which I took not away. Oh God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Yeah, you say, I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. Oh, but you just haven't got into those deep waters yet. Amen. I don't know what you're going through tonight altogether. I can't totally comprehend all that you might be facing. I don't know all your mental battles, but God knows what He's doing when He gives a preacher a message for a congregation. You think He knows who's wading through deep water? Amen. Amen. Yes. Oh God, thou knowest my foolishness. There's some things we could have headed off, maybe. But after it all happened the way it did, we realized that we was, well, at least we felt so foolish. You ever felt that? I ought to have seen that. I ought to have known that was about to happen. Lord, why didn't you tell me? Amen. I want to tell you what. There's some things that happens in this world that God didn't even think about. You chew on that for a little while. Let me repeat that. There's some things that happens in this world that God didn't even think about. You're looking at me. Amen. But I'm going to prove it to you from God's Word. Amen. Turn to Jeremiah 19. Jeremiah 19. I'm not only going to prove to you that God don't know everything, I'm going to prove to you that there's some things He never even thought about. Amen. Jeremiah 19. Amen. Because they have forsaken me, verse 4, in a strange this place, and have burned incense in it unto other gods, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, nor the kings of Judah, and have filled this place with the blood of innocents. They have built also the high places of Baal, to burn their sons with fire for a burnt offering unto Baal, which I commanded not, nor spake it, neither came it into my mind. That's God talking. You read it, did you? Amen. Neither came it into my mind. You can't imagine all the things this generation's going to dream up. You can't imagine the things all this generation's going to hatch up. Amen. I mean, they got in such a bad shape in Jeremiah's day that God said, the things you're doing, I never even thought about. Amen. I didn't command it, and it didn't come to my mind. Amen. There's some things that God even holds away from Himself. Amen. Paul spoke of those things that they're ashamed to even speak of. Amen. God don't even think about them. But the devil gets a hold of men and causes them to do them. But after it happens, we think, how foolish could I have been? I ought to have thought of that. Amen. Oh God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel, because for thy sake I have borne reproach. Shame hath covered my face. I am a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. Amen. You know somebody else that said that a few hundred years later? Amen. Yes, it was Jesus that said that. Amen. And here in this psalm, David identifies with Jesus, the Messiah. Amen. He identifies with the Savior who is to come. I become a stranger unto my brethren and an alien unto my mother's children. Amen. Catholic says that Mary didn't have any more children after Jesus was born. The psalmist said she did. Amen. And Jesus, when he spoke of this very scripture, when it was fulfilled, amen, he proved that she did. Praise God. And David identifies with the Son of God. For the zeal of thine house hath eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproach thee are fallen upon me. What did Jesus say when he cleansed the temple and cleared out them the money changers and turned over the dove cages? He said, the zeal of mine house hath eaten me up. Amen. Amen. This is David identifying with Jesus. Hey, if you'll identify with the Son of God, then the Son of God's going to turn right around and identify with you. Amen. If you'll throw in with Jesus, Jesus will throw in with you. Praise God. I don't know what you're going through tonight, maybe all together, but Jesus does. And if you'll take a hold of His hand, He'll go through it with you. Amen. Praise God. When I wept and chastened my soul with fasting, that was my reproach. I made sackcloth also my garment, and I became a proverb to them. They that sit in the gate speak against me. I was the song of the drunkards. But as for me, my prayer is unto thee, O Lord. In an acceptable time, O God, in the multitude of thy mercy, hear me in the truth of thy salvation. Deliver me out of the mire, and let me not sink. Let me be delivered from them that hate me, and out of deep waters. That's what I'm preaching on, saints. In deep waters. Let not the water flood overthrow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me. Hear me, O Lord, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to the multitude of thy tender mercies. Hallelujah. I said a while ago, amen, that people will do things that God never even thought about. But just as men turn away from God and rebel against God, God has sufficient mercies to match it if they'll call on Him. If you don't believe it, ask John Newton, amen, who sung Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. And read the story of his life. And read what a wretch he was. Amen. He got so low down and so wicked and was such an ungodly man that his mistress, that's the woman he was living with, not married to him, thrown him in the garbage dump. Now that's getting pretty low. Amen. When the woman that you're living with throws you in the garbage dump. Amen. But amazing grace was sufficient. Amazing mercies was sufficient. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hear me, O Lord. Oh, for thy loving kindness is good. Turn unto me according to multitude of thy tender mercies, and hide not thy face from thy servant, for I am in trouble. Hear me speedily. Amen. It seems that David identifies not only with Christ here, but he identifies with lost humanity. And he prays for them. Amen. And with them.
He puts words in their mouth. And tonight, this very psalm can give you a prayer to pray, words to speak, amen, a supplication to supplicate. God has given you something to say.
You think you can't pray? Open the Bible and pray it. Open Psalm 69 and be honest enough to pray it. Praise God. Amen. Draw nigh unto my soul and redeem it. Deliver me because of mine enemies. Thou hast known my reproach and my shame and my dishonor. Mine adversaries are all before thee. Reproach hath broken my heart. I'm full of heaviness, and I looked for some to take pity, but there was none, and for comforters I found none. And Jesus probably prayed those same words in the Garden of Gethsemane when his disciples went to sleep. Amen. And finally, angels came and wiped the bloody sweat from his brow. Angels finally came and comforted him. Praise God. Amen.
They gave me also gall for my meat, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. And once again, David identifies with the suffering Christ.
Because that's exactly what they did on the cross of Calvary.
It was bitter. It was gall. But he was so thirsty. Did you ever get so thirsty you just about drank out of a mud hole? I have. I've been that thirsty. Amen. Did you ever get so thirsty you just about drank anything? And so they put gall to his lips. And he drank it. Amen. He drank the bitter cup. Amen. Did you ever try to preach and then hold fast and pray? And even when you did it, there didn't seem a way. Then you lost all courage. Then you lost all your vim. Have you ever drank the cup of loneliness with him? I've preached before, and I'll preach it again tonight, at one of the heaviest crosses we bear as a child of God is the cross of loneliness. Loneliness. Amen. Yes, loneliness. When all your mother's children, your brothers and sisters, leave you and mock you. Amen. And refuse. They leave you to drink the cup alone. Amen. Amen. That's the way they left me in my early ministry. With my mom so sick, addicted to drugs, demon possessed. Hallucinating almost all the time. Amen. I turned around. My sister was gone. My daddy was gone. My brother that helped me for so long, finally he was gone. He was living with grandma. He couldn't take it no more. Amen. And so I had to bear it all by myself. I tried to pastor church and carry that load at home by myself. Amen. In the midst of it all, when my load was so heavy, one of my former friends that helped me get started in the ministry said the reason that I don't pay my tithes to Brother Collins is because he takes God's money and takes care of his ungodly mother. There wasn't nobody else to do it. I was the only one that was left to do it. And I've never run. I've never run from responsibility. I found out a long time ago you can't. I never run from the battle. I found out a long time ago you can't. Amen. I faced into the fray. I faced into the storm. How many a time. Amen. And I've identified with my Lord. They gave me gall for my meat. And in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. You mean that's all I get? Is vinegar? But you drink it anyway. Amen. Because you're so thirsty. Amen. Me that have been marooned at sea for so long without any water to drink. When strong leaders kept their head out of the salty brine. Amen. Some stayed awake night and day lest men in their delirium, amen, would be found over the side drinking their fill of the death-dealing brine. Amen. But finally, heads begin to nod. Finally, men so weary from watching slept. Amen. And I've read stories where he'd find one with his head over the side, drinking in the ocean. He didn't last very long. When he got on the inside of him, it was like poison to his system. It killed him pretty quick. That's what they all knew. But when you get so thirsty, you're just about drink anything. Amen. He gave me vinegar to drink. Amen. Let their table become a snare before them. And that which would have been for their welfare, let it become a trap. Let their eyes be darkened that they see not, and make their loins continually to shake. Pour out thine indignation upon them, and let wrathful anger take hold of them. This is David praying for a certain type of enemies, and this is Jesus talking about his own people, Israel. Amen. You say, the merciful Christ talking like that? Yes. Yes. Amen. There's one of you going to betray me, he said. But it'd have been better for that man that he had never been born. Amen. Pour out thine indignation upon them. Let thy wrathful anger take hold of them. Let their habitation be desolate. And let none dwell in their tents. Plural. Amen. Guy Walsh said God didn't have anything good to say about Judas. I'll tell you something else. He didn't have anything good to say about Judas' family either. He said, let their house be desolate. You know, Judas' family was a party to everything he did. Judas' family was in on the money he stole. Amen. From God. Sure. Amen. What do you do with the money you steal from God? I'll tell you what you do with it. You buy things for your family with it. Amen. But oh, amen. He said, let his bishopric another take in another place. Amen. Let their habitation be desolate. Let none dwell in their tents.
for they persecute him whom thou hast smitten. They talk to the grief of those whom thou hast wounded. Add iniquity unto their iniquity, and let them not come into thy righteousness. Let them be blotted out of the book of the living, and not be written with the righteous.
Amen. It's in your Bible. But I am poor and sorrowful. Let thy salvation, O God, set me up on high. I will praise the name of God with a song, and will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord, better than an ox or a bullock that hath horns and hoofs. And the humble shall see this and be glad. And your heart shall live that seek God. Your heart shall live that seek God. Your heart shall live that seek God. I'm talking about saints in deep waters. Hallelujah.
No matter how deep, no matter how dark, your heart shall live that seek God.
Amen. I can tell you that from experience, because I've been through deep waters. I've been through dark waters. For the Lord heareth the poor and despiseth not his prisoners. Let the leaven and the earth praise him. The sea, let the heaven and the earth praise him, and the seas, and everything that moveth therein. For God will save Zion, and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there, and have it in possession. The seed also, his servants, shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. He starts out, save me, O God. Amen. That was Jeremiah's cry. Amen. As his eyes run down with rivers of waters. Amen. That was Peter's cry in the midst of a storm-tossed sea. Amen. As he said, Lord, if that's really you, bid me come and walk on the waters too. And Jesus said, come. Praise God. And he climbed out of the boat, and the waters became as solid as an ice float under his feet. Amen. And he began to walk to Jesus. And he heard for a moment the boisterous wind, the howling tempest, and he saw the raging swells of the rising waves. And for a moment, his faith failed him, and he began to sink. The water was no more solid under his feet. And just before he went under, he said, Lord, save me. And you know what Jesus did? He saved him. He lifted him out and walked with him. It took some doing for Peter to climb out of that boat. It took some doing for Peter to climb out of that ship. It took some faith. But then his faith failed him. And he cried, Lord, save me. And then another time, there's on the same Sea of Galilee. Got out in the middle of it, and a great storm came up. And the boat was filled with water. And Jesus lay in the back asleep. Amen. And all the disciples came to him and said, Lord, as they shook him awake, save us, lest we perish. Amen. They had probably already been baptized by John in the river of Jordan, and possibly even baptized the second time by Jesus. Amen. If not, had already participated in a whole bunch of baptizings. But now the storm's on. How far do you go in God? How many years do you have to live for God before there never comes another storm? I don't know. I don't know. But I don't think I'll ever have to face any like I faced in the past. Amen. I believe if you're faithful so long, that even if it does storm, you'll be able to steel up against it better than you did all the other times. You'll be able to face into the fray. Amen. They said, save me. Praise God. Lord, save us, lest we perish. To the young preacher, Paul said, amen, that the servant of the Lord must not strive, amen, but be able to teach those that oppose themselves. And in so doing, he said, thou shalt save thyself and those that hear thee. What does a preacher do when he gets into deep waters? What does a preacher do when his church is rocking? Amen. And things is happening that he never thought about happening. Amen. What does a preacher do when he faces those things that's so reproachful to him and so crucifying to his pride? He'd like to brag, but he can't for his shame. And what does a preacher do in times like that, when he bears the blame for what goes on in the congregation? Amen. Inasmuch as he is the shepherd of the flock, and it looks like all the devils in hell have taken advantage of him, and instead of hearing the truth that saves men, that's worked all around the world, they're rejecting the truth and opposing themselves. Because that's what you do when you reject the truth. You oppose yourself. Somebody said, people that break the law don't break the law. The law's still there. They break themselves. That's the way it is with the truth of God. Amen. You break yourself. Amen. What does a preacher do when his boat's rocking? Resign? Amen. Run? Quit? Turn his problems over to some other, amen, unwary preacher? Amen. Glory to God. Well, amen, I never did resign in a time of trouble. I never did resign when things was going bad. I couldn't do folks that way. I always resigned when things was going good. And let some other preacher come in when things was going good. Amen. Wilney Markham said, and I was there on Sunday morning, and said, it's the best church I ever pastored. He took the church after I'd pastored 5 years at Middletown. Said, you don't even have to preach holiness. And I got up to preach right after he said that. And I said, if you don't preach it, Wilney, it'll crawl right out of the walls. The world will. Amen. You got to preach it. You got to declare all the counsels of God. Praise God. Amen. But I tried to leave when the church was high and not when it was low. Amen. I don't want to have too much pride to leave, even when it's low, if necessary. I want to be like the preacher that it took, said it took this church to go down under him longer than any church he ever pastored. Amen. I'd like to, praise God, leave at the right time. I'd like to stay at the right time. I'd like to face the fray. I like to boast to my people that's in deep waters and stand by those, praise God, that are going through it. Their feet sank in the mire. I like to wade out there with them and identify with them. Praise God. I want to tell you, if you'll identify with Jesus, he'll identify with you. If you'll stick by most men of God, they'll stick by you. They won't let you down. Amen. Amen. He'll be like Amen. Troy Tilken. When he looked Brother Royce Roy in the eye, and Royce Roy told him, "Troy, you better go home." Amen. He kind of curled his lip in a sort of smile, and he said, "I can't leave you. I can't leave you." Troy wouldn't go home. Troy was in the car when that army truck came down the road, barreling through a dust-shrouded road. He couldn't even see him. And Troy was snatched into eternity in a few moments' time. But they told it at the funeral. Amen. They told about it years later, still telling about it. Amen. Troy, he was faithful. He wouldn't leave the battle, even though it was rough. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Preacher, what are you going to do? Amen. When men oppose themselves, they won't hear you. They won't stay. They won't stick. Amen. Preach anyway. In so doing, thou shalt save thyself and those that hear thee. Praise God. It's their only chance for salvation is for you to stay with it. Some sad situations today. Oh, how I wish I could change it. There's so many of our preachers, some of them are my sons in the gospel. They've decided to give up the fight as far as righteousness, separation from the world is concerned. Amen. They've took the attitude, if you can't lick them, join them. And so they have joined. I pray they'll come back. I pray they'll find their way back. The door's open. I still love them. I still pray for them. I'm angry sometimes. I'm frustrated sometimes to the point of aggravation. Amen. And sometimes my anger shows perhaps too much. But I still love them. And I still sometimes weep for them. Amen. Because I want to save myself and those that hear me. Praise God. Oh, how about it, saint of God? How about it, Christian going through deep waters? Amen. Can you identify with David? Can you identify with the Son of God? They're both right here in the chapter. If you look closely, you'll find yourself. If nothing else, you say, how could I have been so foolish? And you hit yourself on the head and say, I'm dumb. But what do you do when you find out that you didn't comprehend what was going on? You didn't understand what was going on. Looked like it had been clear as day right before your very eyes. What do you do? You cry, Lord, save me. Amen. And you fight against the deep waters. Deep waters, that's where you drown if you don't swim. If you ever quit struggling, you'll go under. Amen. Paul said, a day and a night I was in the deep. How would you like to swim that long? How would you like to tread water that long? How can a man live for a day and a night treading water? Amen. I mean, no hope of salvation. Amen. You tread water all day and nobody saves you. And then you tread water all night and Paul's still swimming when the day breaks the next morning. And he says, a day and a night I was in the deep. How long can you swim?
I'll tell you one thing. If you ever quit struggling, if you ever quit fighting, you ever quit treading water, amen, you ever quit holding on against the elements, you're going to drown. But if you put up a struggle, the mornings are coming. Praise God. And Paul lived to tell about it later. He said, a day and a night I was in the deep. Praise God that he made it all the way to Rome.